Tsunamis, they're a natural process that's in the ocean and usually occur through a disturbance of the seafloor. So you really are disturbing the water column and then propagating that energy out from that point of disturbance. The best example I like to think of is a pebble in a pond, where your pond would be, you throw a pebble in the pond, that energy disturbs the water, and then that wave comes out from the actual pond. With a tsunami, your ponds, well, in the case of Japan, the pond's the entire Pacific Basin, and the pebble is a very large, magnitude 9, maybe a bit higher, tiny bit less, but huge amount of energy. That's your disturbance to the seafloor, and that energy then is propagating out through the Pacific Basin, and that's what we're seeing. Exactly the same thing as a pond, but over a lot larger scale. When you get a big enough event, you really can't engineer around a 10-metre high wave hitting your coastline. And even in the case of some of the unfolding disaster with their nuclear power plants, is they actually did have tsunami walls around those nuclear power plants, and they were protecting the actual power plant itself, but also all the backup generators. And they had modelled that on, obviously, areas of probabilities and what they thought was likely to occur, but they didn't engineer these things for a 10-metre high wave. And to engineer for a 10-metre high wave, you obviously need a larger than a 10-metre high wall, and the cost of those would be prohibitive. You really can't pour enough concrete onto something to engineer around these. The processes that are setting up tsunamis are related to what's happening in the deep earth. We're relating to the cooling down of our planet since it forms. So we're looking at processes that are going down tens of kilometres, thousands of kilometres into sort of the centre of the earth. That's the energy that's setting up these plate processes. That's what's cooling it. Climate changes in the atmosphere, that's relating to sea level and melting of ice sheets, but they're two completely different processes and they're not really linked. But also quite critically, I think, for coastal management, is there are more people on the coast now. And that's really what we're seeing. Since population sort of boomed since the early 1970s, when the population of the Earth has sort of taken off, people have been flocking to the coast. We've simply got more people, and more people are living on the coastline, which tragically means each time we get any events like this, the amount of damage we have to infrastructure, but the tragedies and the damage we have to people and the fatalities will just get more as we have more people sitting on the coast. And even in Indonesia, pre the 2004 tsunami, pre the development and the growth of the tourism, a lot of the local communities didn't live on the coast. It was only with increased development, increased economic activity that people moved down into the coastline. And we see that everywhere.